10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Uh-huh. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah. What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no dirty. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. Bitches for picture frames, padlock with all our names, just like we planned it. Just like we planned it. Coach on the
Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durk a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round of afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. I'm a dude, always on the up and up. She gon' tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rut. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumpin' that fun, yeah, so I stay lit. I don't need a cheap to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind, out to the piff. Like, nah, no smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm, that's dope.
And I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. Don't fear, I feel. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. I'm not stopping. I'm unstoppable.
And here's for all the times I gave up midway.
All of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus, I'm still hungry, need 10 plates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track.
Okay.
His story lines up with his glory, all facts.
Okay.
And I'm just knowing so thankful for that.
Thank
when
you.
I realized where he took me from, I cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none.
Hey,
finally
none.
See a little bit of success, but lose my grandma.
Delicious.
It's all a lesson, gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, oh yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating.
Just 30 more seconds.
You got something to hide. We gon'
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, maybe a little later than we anticipated, but baseball is on the menu, everybody, here in Frisco. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. About an hour and a half after we were originally expecting to play this ball game, but due to rain and hail and all the weather accoutrements here at Riders Field, delayed a bit, but now getting ready to get started at 8:45 tonight is the expected first pitch for Game 4 of this six-game series. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. As we were hitting the home stretch here in this series, a big hailstorm today, as soon after we were supposed to start this game at 7:05, and we all thought, well, there's no way we're playing baseball today. But it did clear off, and the grounds crew did a fantastic job with the tarp and just clearing things off. And looks like we're going to play baseball here in just under 15 minutes from now here at Riders Field. Well, Frisco has won every game so far this series, the first three, all going Frisco's way, including a 7-1 victory yesterday to bring the Rough Riders up to a 16-19 record so far this season. Amarillo is now on a four-game losing streak. They set in at 15-21. Frisco is now just two and a half games back of first place now, as Midland, the first-place team in the Southern Division, is on a three-game losing streak, where Frisco's on a three-game winning streak. And so they've gained some ground in the Southern Division standings. So a good game yesterday for Frisco, winning the third straight game. In our next segment, we'll kind of recap that contest a little bit and preview the starting pitching matchup. It's Luke Albright and Owen White on the mound today. Should be a good matchup today on both sides. We'll take a look at the starters in our next segment and look back at what's happened in this series so far between Frisco and Amarillo. So glad that you're joining us here on the Riders Baseball Network again. First pitch at 8:45 here tonight between the Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Should be a good one. Stay with us right here from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, after the Frisco Rough Riders did not win a game last week against the Wichita Wind Surge, this week has been the polar opposite, albeit just one half the way through this series with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. We played three games so far in Frisco, and game four on tap tonight. A little bit delayed. We'll get started 10 minutes from now at 8:45. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley. Great game last night. A 7-1 win for Frisco, where the only difficulty, the only concern, really the only dark spot was the very first batter of the game. Ryan Garcia coming off a couple tough starts. He got the nod last night, and it did not begin the way he wanted. A leadoff home run to the very first batter he faced. Ryan Bliss leaving the yard to left field. And right at that moment, you're thinking, oh boy, what's going to happen here? Ryan Garcia proceeded to not allow another run the rest of his start. He gave up another single in the first inning and then did not allow another hit after that, nor did the bullpen. And so Amarillo totaled two hits in the first inning and none after that the entire rest of the game. Frisco, meanwhile, wasted little time tying the game and then taking the lead with a leadoff home run of their own in the first inning. Aaron Zavala went yard. Nick Tanelu also homered in the first inning. Thomas Ajayi homered later in the ballgame. And Frisco went on to win 7-1. Zach, you had the call that for Frisco to come back like that, and for Ryan Garcia especially to settle down, there was concern. First batter of the game to homer, but what he did after that to settle down mentally and just use his pitch as well was exciting.
Yeah, especially with the struggles having been for Ryan Garcia this year, giving up the long ball. That was his eighth home run he'd allowed in seven starts. And so you kind of got a little frog in your throat and expected maybe another kind of poor start for Garcia, but he really buckled down. The big thing was the curveball command for strikes and the fastball in there as well for strikes that were quality, and we saw that a lot from Garcia. So really happy to see that from him. It really seems like, it felt like anyway, last week we talked time and time again about, man, this guy needs a good appearance. This guy needs a good at-bat, a good start. And this has been the week so far through the first three games that everyone has had that good at-bat, good appearance, good start that we've been needing to see from guys after a really tough two-week stretch. And quite frankly, it's also really nice to see them do this against Amarillo after that really tough series on the road in Amarillo, blowing those big leads. I think a lot of these guys really wanted revenge on this team because of that, and they're certainly getting it here at home. And in addition to that, I think it's interesting to see what we see from Owen White tonight after he's coming off what was his worst start of the year, allowing four runs in just over three innings. So I think this is kind of a retribution type of series for the Rough Riders so far, and they certainly hope that it can finish and the rest of the way and keep going tonight, because the offense has really shown up. The homer ball is finally starting to fly as the weather is starting to warm up, and it's a little bit soggy tonight, both on the field and in the air, but the ball should carry pretty well also tonight and should continue to carry well through the rest of the week. So really excited just to see if the Rough Riders can keep this going. The really good stuff we've seen so far this week.
Yeah, Frisco is now 7-5 against Amarillo. You mentioned that tough series at Hodgetown, but even after some of those struggles and blowing a couple leads early in that series, Frisco came back to even tie that series and have won the first game here this week against the Sod Poodles. Well, you mentioned Owen White, the starting pitcher today, his eighth start of the season so far, an ERA of 3.73 on the season, which is eighth in the Texas League. And that's even considering what you called his worst start of the season, which is true. He went only 3 2/3 innings and allowed a season high of four earned runs in the ballgame, four hits, and just his second home run of the season. You mentioned some guys you look at as, oh, you need a good start here, need finally something to be proud about. I'm not sure if I would call it needing a good start, but, you know, four earned runs is a little higher than what we've seen of late for Owen White, who is also getting his fourth start of the year against Amarillo alone, so he's been very familiar with pitching against the Sod Poodles this season. But Owen, who's pitched well, especially the early games where he was just coming off a little injury, lower pitch count, but he pitched really effectively. And now it seems like the task is, okay, can he go five innings strong, six innings strong, get the pitch count above 80 and 90, and go start to finish really effectively? And I think absolutely the answer is he can. Is just, can he post, you know, six, get into the seventh inning really strong? He did have a six-inning appearance in Midland, allowing just two earned, and six innings at Amarillo, allowing three earned in those games. But his best starts were the slightly shorter ones, where he went three innings opening weekend, 4 2/3 the next week, and did not allow an earned run those first couple games. So it seems like, you know, still as a young pitcher, we've seen a lot today. I think just a longer start, seeing him progress the entire ballgame, is kind of the next step for him.
Yeah, and the, you know, coming off the injury, as you mentioned, it's going to be a little bit of a work in progress to get back to that Owen White that we all know and love. But we're starting to see that, and when he's dominant, he is flat out dominant. We saw that his first start in Amarillo a couple weeks ago, even though he allowed three runs One run came in the fifth inning, and then two in the sixth after he exited. They were bequeathed runners, so he wasn't able to finish that off the way he wanted to, but he was absolutely dominant through his first five innings, and his first four innings especially. His first four innings were perfect in that start. So really, we've seen flashes of what we know Owen White can be. It's about putting it all together with the health, as you mentioned, coming off an injury. And when he's healthy, he's one of the best in all minor league baseball. There's a reason why he's the number two prospect in the Rangers organization. So a lot of excitement surrounding Owen White, really what he can be. It's just about putting that all together. And for the Rough Riders overall, it's about putting together a total package that we've seen in these first three games. The pitching has really struggled when the Rough Riders have lost games this year. On the winning side of things, it's been, for the most part, putting together good offense performances and pitching performances to win big. Remember, the Rough Riders only have three wins this year, in which they've won in a save situation, two three-run wins and one one-run win. And so, really, when they win big. And that was certainly the case last night, winning 7-1, and earlier in this series as well. So it's been an exciting year, Josh. I think there's been a lot of stuff so far that we've seen that we've liked. And a lot of stuff to work on as well, obviously, with the seven-game losing streak last week. But talking to a lot of this coaching staff, one of the things that really stood out to me personally was they kind of challenged a lot of these guys, especially in the bullpen. They weren't happy with some of the way things were going, especially during the losing streak. So they took the attitude of, hey, you know, this is about development, but you have to go out there and you have to have the mentality of attacking. That's what we've seen here in this series.
If there's any guy who's going to attack and is known for that, it's going to be Owen White. And so he gets the start tonight. His counterpart is Luke Albright, also making his eighth start of the year at 5.74 ERA. And Luke Albright gets the ball tonight for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. We'll give you the rest of the starting lineups when we come back here on the pregame show. First pitch just a few minutes away here in Frisco, Texas, slated for 8:45 right here at Riders Field, right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back in the pregame show here from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, on a wet Friday night that has tapered off precipitation-wise with the rain delay and a big hailstorm. And it's taken us a while to get to this point, but we are here and hoping to see baseball here tonight as they push back the start time from 7:05 to 8:45. Here's the starting lineups for both teams, beginning with Sean Roof's crew, the manager for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Leading off for Amarillo and playing second base is Ryan Bliss with his .396 batting average that is first in the league. Batting second and playing short, Jordan Lawler. Good to see him healthy and ready to go after getting hit by a pitch right as this series began in the first inning on Tuesday. The kid from Carrollton, Texas makes it back into the lineup.
and bats second. Hitting third and catching tonight is Juan Centeno. The cleanup hitter and left fielder is A.J. Vukovic. Hitting fifth, the first baseman, Davison De Los Santos. Hitting sixth and DHing tonight is Adrian Del Castillo. Batting in the seventh hole and playing right field, Robbie Enriquez. Batting eighth and playing third base, Kevin Vicuña. And hitting ninth, the center fielder, Nick D'Alessandro. Again, it's Owen White on the mound for Frisco and Luke Albright on the hill for the Sod Poodles. Leading off for Frisco and playing center field is Evan Carter. Hitting second and the shortstop, Luis Angel Acuña on a nine-game hit streak. Hitting in the three-hole and playing second base is Thomas Sajesi. Batting cleanup and the right fielder tonight is Kellen Strong. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Dustin Harris. Hitting sixth and playing first base, Nick Tanalu. With four home runs in this series by himself. Batting seventh and the third baseman is Jax Biggers. Hitting eighth and DHing tonight is Trevor Hover. And batting ninth, the backstop is Cooper Johnson. Owen White and the Frisco defenders jog out onto the field, taking their warm-ups and ready to go, getting the field ready. They seem like they're able to get out there and hold their footing, and things are dry enough to play some baseball here on a Friday night in Frisco, Texas. So glad that you're joining us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Again, it's Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuña, Thomas Sajesi leading things off. Kellen Strom in the lineup, Dustin Harris, Nick Tanalu, Jax Biggers, Trevor Hover, and Cooper Johnson as Frisco tries to add on to its record of 16-19. We'll come back with first pitch when we return. Zach Bigley on the call after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With a meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Cresos!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Strom to third. He's steaming around. The relay, not in time.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day.
Ninth strikeout of the evening for Jack Leiter. How about a career high in punchouts through four innings?
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
After a near two-hour rain delay, we are set to go for baseball from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, as Owen White, the number one pitching prospect in the Rangers organization, takes the hill for the Rough Riders. Amarillo and Frisco, game four of this six-game series, and we are excited to get this baby underway. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along as we have a little bit of a delay to begin this game after our two-hour delay. Owen White getting some extra pitches in. John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, going out there and chatting with him. This has been a very odd situation here in Frisco as we had rain and hail before the game. And now we are set for baseball finally. A wonderful job by the Rough Riders grounds crew to get this field ready, as it was more than soggy. It was a lake after the rain came through here. And now Owen White is coming off the field. And that's not good. Well, the Rough Riders are now coming off the field, and we're trying to figure out why. There was no signal that we were going to not play this game. But the Rough Riders are just coming off the field, and David Bicknell, the Rough Riders groundskeeper, and in addition to Scott Burchett, the Rough Riders general manager, are nowhere to be seen on the field, so it's not like they made the call. Frisco's players are just walking off. Josh, did you see anything that I didn't see?
No, I didn't see anything either. I'm not sure. I see some of the bullpen players throwing baseballs out onto the field so that the players can then throw them into the stands as souvenirs, which I appreciate that. The fans up the left field line have something to cheer for. The umpires are walking down the right.
That's what we were waiting for right there.
we didn't have any umpires.
Thought we were missing something. Now the players are coming back on the field.
Wow. So we were just waiting on the umpires. 2 hours wasn't enough for them to get ready.
They had that spring training game in the big leagues where they played an extra inning without the umpires.
Yeah, that's true.
They walked off the field because they were going to play an extra inning even though the game was technically done. They said, all right, we'll just play anyways.
That's wild that they wouldn't be ready after 2 hours. They have an extra delay because the umpires weren't out on the field. The plate meeting going on. Owen White has warmed up twice. And so the plate meeting going on. That's really tough. I mean, we're already 2 hours late. It's almost 9 o'clock, and now we have to wait on the umpires. The plate meeting going on. Game 36 for the Rough Riders this season. They're 16-19 on the year. Amarillo 15-21 on the season. A line of cards being exchanged out in front of us. I love how they just walk on the field, too. Like they're not 2 hours late. Just stroll down the line. All right, here we go. We're ready for baseball. Not quite. Owen White has to get a few more warm-up tosses in. This has been a series that's been dominated by the Rough Riders so far, winning the first three. They won game one, 3-2. Game two, 10-4. And last night, 7-1. Three home runs for the Rough Riders in that win last night. Aaron Zavala, Nick Tanelu, and Thomas Sagesi all going deep. Zavala gets the night off. Tanelu and Sagesi back in the lineup, and Tanelu has hit four home runs in the last three games. Oh, it's going to be an important one for the Rough Riders. Try and get things ready. Ryan Bliss will lead things off for Amarillo. And Jordan Lawler and Juan Centeno. Middle third of the order, it's A.J. Vukovic, Davison De Los Santos, and Adrian Del Castillo. Bottom third of the order, Robbie Enriquez, Kevin Vicuña, and Nick D'Alessandro. The starting nine for the Amarillo Sod Poodles once again. A throw down, and we're ready to go. Game four of this six-game series.
I've never been more surprised to see baseball with the hail that we saw.
Yeah.
How thick this hail was in the conditions. I thought, no shot. But here we are.
Here we are. We're ready to base for baseball. We're happy to have baseball. Huge credit to this crowd tonight for sticking around. Owen White winds back, and away we go. It's high and inside. One ball and no strikes, and we're underway at 8:58 p.m. for the first pitch of the game. White looks in for his sign. He's got it. From Cooper Johnson, his catcher, back into the wide in the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a high pop-up, shallow right field. Kellen Strom cutting over, and he's under it to make the catch. So 1 hour and 53 minutes late, we have the first out of the game. And once again, just a wonderful job by the Rough Riders ground crew to get this field ready and playable. Jordan Lawler stands in back for the first time since game one when he was hit by a pitch. He missed the last two games. White delivers home. Curveball inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Jordan Lawler playing in his 30th game of the season, the number one prospect in the organization for the Diamondbacks. 0-1 pitch, high and tight, and it's one ball and one strike. Lawler, the number 9 prospect in all of baseball by MLB.com, and he faces the number 2 prospect for the Rangers in Owen White, who winds back in the 1-1. Swinging a drive to left field, Dustin Harris cutting over towards the line, reaches out, makes the catch. Great play by Dustin Harris right off the bat at 102 miles an hour down the left field line. Harris got a great jump on it, sprinted over towards the line, reached out and made the grab. And there are two outs in the first inning. And Ichi Takazawa, the Rough Riders trainer, heads out and hands Owen White something. And With two away in the first inning, Juan Centeno makes his way to the plate. Oh, it's something to get the mud off his cleats. It's a little pick. Owen White, the 6'3", 199-pound, 23-year-old out of Mount Ulla, North Carolina, is making his eighth start of the year, eighth in the league in ERA, 1-0 with a 3.73 earned run average, 27 strikeouts and 31 and a third innings pitched. He kicks and delivers home to Centeno. It's on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1 to the 33-year-old catcher, former Ranger. White making his third start this season against Amarillo. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good-looking slider dying down in the zone. Or changeup, I should say, and it's 0-2. And Centeno calls time and steps out. Two outs, no score. Top of the first inning, base is clear. White has his sign, shoulders square to the third base bag, winds back in the 0-2. Misses high, fastball upstairs. One ball and two strikes. In his two starts this season against Amarillo, I should say making his fourth start against Amarillo this year, he's made three. He winds back and deals in the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, foul right side. Still one ball, two strikes. He's thrown a grand total of 12 innings head-to-head against the Sod Poodles, allowing just four runs. A quality start on April 25th in Amarillo. The 1-2. Down low and inside. Miss with a slider. Two balls, two strikes. In that start at Amarillo, he threw the first four innings perfectly and allowed a run in the fifth inning, and then two in the sixth. The 2-2. Swinging a soft roller right side of the infield. Second baseman Sajacy has it. Tosses onto first base, and it's in time for the final out of the first inning. 1-2-3 inning for Owen White. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom of the first coming up. Amarillo nothing. Rough Riders coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon! Ah, oh, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Evan Carter is set to lead things off for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the first inning. No score between Frisco and Amarillo. Evan Carter against Luke Albright, the right-hander for Amarillo. Albright out of Kent State University, a native of Fishers, Indiana. The 23-year-old, 6'4", 215 pounds. He winds back and delivers home. Fouled back by Carter, and it's 0-1. Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuna, and Thomas Sajacy. The three due up for the Rough Riders in the home half of the first inning. Albright making his third start against the Rough Riders this season. He peels in the 0-1. Fouled off to the left side. It's 0-2. This is actually a rematch of Game 2 of this season, Owen White versus Luke Albright. Rough Riders ended up falling in that game, 3-1. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Carter strikes out on a slider down low and inside. Three pitches and Carter's dispatched. One away for Luis Angel Acuña. In that first start, Albright allowed just one run to the Rough Riders over five innings with seven strikeouts here in this ballpark. He peels back and offers into Acuña. It's down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. And his second start, that time in Hodgetown, he allowed three earned runs, five overall, in three and a third innings. He has his sign, and the right-hander back into his wind in the 1-0 pitch. Down in the dirt to Acuña, and it's two balls and no strikes. Luis Angel Acuña got his first day off of the entire season last night, riding a 9-game hitting streak into this one. 2-0 pitch. Takes down in the dirt again. Three balls and no strikes. No score, bottom of the first inning. Acuña over the 9-game hitting streak, hitting .343. Albright looks in for his sign. And the right-hander's 3-0. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1. Steven Rios Jr. is our home plate umpire. Kellen Martin down the first baseline, and Mickey Smith down the third baseline. 3-1 pitch. Acuña watches high for ball four. Missed upstairs. First base runner of the ballgame for either side is a one-out walk to Luis Angel Acuña. Thomas Sejacy steps in for the Rough Riders. Sejacy hitting .300 on the dot through 34 games. Three homers and 24 RBIs. He hit that third homer of the season last night. Albright from the stretch. Acuña takes his lead from first in the pinch. Low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Luke Albright allowed a couple home runs in that start to the Rough Riders on April 26th in Amarillo. Those are the only home runs that he's allowed all season long. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pick. So JC grounds it right side, through for a base hit. Acuña up to second. He stops. Rough Riders with back-to-back base runners with one out in the first inning. Kellen Strom to the plate. Those were home runs by Nick Tanelu and Scott Capers. Tanelu's in the lineup today. Capers currently on the temporary inactive list. Kellen Strom steps in. Albright looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the pitch. Misses just high. One ball and no strikes to Strom. Strom, 2-for-7 in this series. Went 1-for-3 yesterday with a double. Acuña takes his lead aggressively from second base, and then he's back in as Albright looks him back and steps off. He now takes it more furtively. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. No score, bottom half of the first inning. Albright throwing to his catcher, Juan Centeno. He's ready from the stretch, and the 2-0 pitch on the way to Strom. Swing and a miss. Well-located slider away. 2-1. Kevin Vicuña is the third baseman. Jordan Lawler at short. Ryan Bliss at second, and Davison De Los Santos at first base. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Blowed right by him, and it's two balls and two strikes. And he calls time. In the outfield, it's A.J. Vukovic in left, Nick D'Alessandro in center, and Robbie Enriquez is the right fielder today. 2-2 on Strom, 2 on for the Rough Riders. Scored 4 runs in the first inning last night. Look back towards second. And Albright's pitch. Inside corner, strike three call with a fastball. Strom down on strikes. Second strikeout for Albright. Two outs for Dustin Harris. Harris has had a great series so far. 5 for 10. A home run. He scored 4 runs. First pitch. Swinging a ground ball right side. It's scooped up by De Los Santos. He takes it to the pillow himself for the final out, and the side comes to a close. No runs for the Rough Riders on a hit, no errors, and 2 left on base. We go to the top of the second inning. No score between the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Our team found the scoreboard in the first inning. We go to the top of the second inning. Still, no score. A.J. Vukovic starts things off against Owen White, who worked a 1-2-3 first inning. White was already into his windup, and Stephen Rios Jr. called time. Here we go. One back in the first pitch. Curveball whacked to left field. Harris coming in. He has to play it on a hop. And it's a base hit with a lot of topspin for A.J. Vukovic. Hit at 105 miles an hour off the bat. He singles to left field, and Davison De Los Santos makes his way to the plate. Each side is a hit now.
It's 2 hours and 7 minutes after when we expected this game to start. And yet, it's only barely the longest amount of time that Amarillo has taken to get a hit this series.
The pitch. Inside, and it's 1-0. Now, they were held hitless into the seventh inning in game one by Takoa Roby. It was the opposite last night, though. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch cut on and missed. It's 1-1. They wasted no time yesterday with Ryan Bliss hitting a leadoff homer. Five pitches into the game. And they got another hit later in the inning, and then they didn't pick up a hit the rest of the game. They finished with just 2 hits. 7-1 win for the Rough Riders. 1-1 pitch. Dips low of the zone and a changeup.
So that's where I think with the no-hitter, you could say, oh, he carried a no-hitter into the seventh inning, which was true. But then yesterday for Ryan Garcia, it was almost as good of a performance as T.K. Robit, but you can't use that sort of phrase.
The stretch of the 2-1, breaking ball inside, 3-1.
Because he still had, it wasn't as long, he just went 5 innings, but it was, you couldn't say no-hitter in the second, no-hitter in the third. It was like, oh, bad start for the first inning, decent in the second. Okay, third inning, fourth inning, holy cow, fifth inning, wow, he only allowed 2 hits, but you can't, it's the opposite of T.K. Robit.
A quick throw over to first base. It loses its luster immediately.
Right.
And then you kind of look back about halfway through the game or two-thirds of the way through the game. You're like, oh, wow, they haven't gotten a hit since the first.
I mean, would you rather give up a bunch of runs in your last inning but have a no-hitter until then?
White ready, the 3-1. Ground ball foul at the plate, 3-2.
At least you get to say I had a no-hitter until this or that point. But still, if you give up a big home run in the first inning and then shut everybody out the rest of the game, technically, that's better. It's just you can't brag about having a no-hitter through, you know, a certain number of innings.
And also, you finish strong if you allow the hit first. That's always good. As opposed to giving up the hit at the very end of the inning. Think about how Roby's night ended, allowing the triple for the first hit and then the home run. So he had to exit after allowing the two runs in the seventh. Nobody out, runner at first, the payoff. Strike three called. Got him at the bottom of the zone. Frozen with a fastball. Owen White with his first strikeout. One away and one out in the second. Adrian Del Castillo makes his way in. Del Castillo looking for his first hit. He's 0 for 7 in the series. Entering today's play through 28 games, hitting just 196. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Just low. One ball, no strikes. The bottom four in the order for Amarillo today. Del Castillo, Enriquez, Vicuña, and Alessandro have a combined one hit in this series. The 1-0. Runner takes off, fouled away left side. One ball and one strike. Vukovic has to go back to first base. One for 31 combined. That's been a big hamper on this Amarillo offense so far in this series. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. On a curveball from White. 1-2. This is a team that hits very well at home, but they've struggled on the road. Their OPS 200 points lower on the road than it is at home. The 1-2. Foul back. One ball, two strikes. So the Rough Riders certainly taking advantage of that in this series so far. They've allowed a grand total of 7 runs to the Sod Poodles in 3 games. All themselves scoring 20 runs. White from the stretch, the 1-2. High. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Del Castillo. And this is the guy they want on the hill in Owen White. White coming off what was most definitely his least productive start of the season, allowing 4 runs in 3 2/3 innings to Wichita with an uncharacteristic 3 walks. He stretches, delivers. Breaking ball outside. We're full at 3-2. He dealt with that nerve issue in his shoulder in spring training. He said he was going through a lot mentally and emotionally, not being able to be ready for spring training. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Runner takes off. Line drive to short. Pass to Cunha into center. And Vukovic motors on to third. He's in there ahead of the throw. A throw goes back to first. And now Del Castillo falls down. He's tagged out by Sajacy, and the run comes home. Well, there's 2 outs, but Amarillo takes the lead 1-0. On a wild play, where Del Castillo singled into center, and then the throw went to third. Biggers threw behind him at first base. Del Castillo slipped and fell down and was tagged out, but Vukovic goes from first base all the way home on the play. And the first pitch to Robbie Enriquez is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. So it's a base hit. And then it's 8-5-3, the pitch. Low and away. And it's 1-1. That's 8-5-3-4 on the putout for the second out of the inning. The 1-1 chopped to first. Right to Nick Tanelu, who's got a chest to eye, takes it to the bag himself for the final out of the second inning. But Amarillo scores. They get a run on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's 1-0 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the second inning, Rough Riders trailing 1-0 to Amarillo. Nick Tanelu to begin things for Frisco, and Jax Biggers and Trevor Hover against Luke Albright. Right-hander against right-hander. Albright back into his wind on the first pitch to Tanelu. Swing and a miss. Weak wave on a fastball riding inside. It's 0-1. Hard to find a hotter hitter than Nick Tanelu. He's homered four times in the first three games of this series. 0-1 pitch. Way outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Tanelu became the first player in Rough Riders franchise history to homer twice in the same inning 2 days ago. Albright back into his wind in the 1-1. Swinging a line drive into center field, hanging up in the air. Derek D'Alessandro coming in, and he makes the play. One out. Rough Riders trailing 1-0, and here's Jax Biggers. Biggers 1-for-6 in the series with a couple walks. The pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. 0-1 on Jax. Albright peels back in the 0-1. In the air down the left field line. And foul. 0-2. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders trailing 1-0. If you're wondering why we're in the bottom of the second inning at 9:30, well, we had a two-hour rain delay before this game. Hail came down along with a ton of rain, and there was a lot of water on this field. Able to get it underway nonetheless. 0-2 pitch. Strike three call. Got him at the bottom of the zone. A late strike three call by Stephen Rios Jr. Two outs in the third. Strikeout from Luke Albright, and Trevor Hover makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders had their opportunity in the first inning, stranded a pair aboard. And Riders at first and second and one out. Could not push a run across. First pitch to Hover. Low, and it's one ball, no strikes. Rough Riders winning three in a row to start this series. Frisco has not had a four-game winning streak this year. Albright peers in for his sign. He's back into his wind in the 1-0 pitch. Hover swings, puts it high in the air, out to shallow left field. Jordan Lawler gives way to Vukovic, who's under it to make the catch and retire the side in the second inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 1-2-3 inning for Luke Albright. Top of the third inning coming up. Our score, it's the Sod Poodles 1, the Rough Riders nothing. Josh Wharton takes over on the play-by-play next in the Riders Baseball Network and Bally Live.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Owen White back to the hill. We begin the third inning in a 1-0 Amarillo lead. Kevin Vicuña steps in, and the first pitch to the third baseman is down and away for ball one. Owen White allowing an earned run, albeit a bit of a gift run, two singles in the inning. The 1-0 swung on and fouled back. Allowed two singles in the second inning, and A.J. Vukovich scored from first base on a single. And once the ball's put in play, Owen White didn't have a whole lot of control over what would happen next, and the run came home on a pickle. Here's the 1-1. Vicuña swings and bloops it to left field. Dustin Harris running in, now speeds up a little bit and is able to get underneath to make the play. Fly out to left field, one away, and Nick D'Alessandro the batter. 1-0 Amarillo. As the batter, Del Castillo, got in a rundown between first and second, and A.J. Vukovich broke for home and scored. That is an earned run off of Owen White. Although there have been runs more hard-earned off of Owen, but it's a 1-0 Sod Poodle lead. First pitch to D'Alessandro, grounded towards short. A roller into the glove of Luis Angel Acuña. He fields and fires to first in time. The first pitch ground out to get D'Alessandro. And it's quickly two outs in the third inning. Owen White has gone through the lineup one time, allowing just those two singles and one run. Striking out one. And Ryan Bliss comes back up for round number two against Owen White. Top of the third, 1-0 Amarillo. And game four of the series. Owen White comes set, the kick, and a fastball below the zone. Bliss was showing bunt and pulls back. Frisco wearing the white uniforms today with the red ball caps. Amarillo in the road grays. Ryan Bliss wiggling the two-tone bat over his shoulder. The 1-0 swung on and popped up on the infield. Owen White running in. It's actually Cooper Johnson looks up, then he makes the catch and foul ground. The catcher puts it away. And Ryan Bliss is out on a foul out to the catcher. A 1-2-3 inning in very quick fashion for Owen White. Keeps it a 1-0 ball game. Amarillo has the lead, middle of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Every-
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luke Albright has not allowed a run yet for the Amarillo Sod Poodles into the bottom half of the third inning. It's 1-0 Amarillo over the Frisco Rough Riders, with Cooper Johnson to lead off for Frisco, and then the top of the order will be up after him. Cooper Johnson, the catcher, right-hand hitter, who's looking for his first hit of the season for Frisco, just joined about a week ago. He's just gotten 7 at-bats so far in his Frisco career. The first pitch of the third inning is outside for a ball. Johnson, who was a Detroit Tiger farmhand, sixth round pick by Detroit back in 2019. It's the 1-0 offering to Johnson. He swings and lines it foul behind home plate. He played for Ole Miss, batted 271 his final year. Went to single A in 2019, high A in 2021, double A last year with the Tigers. Here's the 1-1. He takes it off the plate, 2-1 the count. Only played 5 games at the double A level, was released by Detroit, and now signing with the Rangers organization and playing back at the double A level this year. The 2-1 pitch to Cooper Johnson is swung on and popped up foul into the seats. And now 2 balls, 2 strikes for the 9-hole hitter. In his short time at the double A level last year, the Tigers organization, he did not record a hit and play a lot. And now this season hasn't gotten a hit yet in 7 at-bats. This is his 8th. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Luke Albright. Fastball swung on and fouled away. Slightly towards the first base side, but behind home plate. Peppering the press box and the suites below us. Good crowd on hand for the delay. Almost 2 hours, and yet really good number of people staying around, hanging out with the animals. It is zoo night here at Riders Field. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Cooper Johnson. He takes it down and in on a fastball at 92 miles an hour, and he loads the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes to the 25-year-old Cooper Johnson. Evan Carter on deck. 1-0 Amarillo in the third inning. Luke Albright gets his sign. He winds and delivers. Swinging and a ground ball left side. Fielded in off the cleat of Vicuña. The third baseman kicks it into left center field. Johnson scoots for second base. The throw in from D'Alessandro is not in time. Cooper Johnson slides into second for a double. His first base hit at the double A level in his professional career. And it's an extra base knock. Kevin Vicuña sliding in, cleats first to try to field that ball. And clipped off, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, his foot before it even got to his glove. And booted it into left center field. Seen a lot of weird things. I've not normally seen a third baseman kick a ground ball into the outfield. Here's Evan Carter, first pitch. Is down and in. Have you seen that very often? Just wind up and boot it. Not that he purposely. I'm joking a little bit. But he did kick it.
Haven't seen many doubles to the third baseman either.
Yeah, doubling on a decently hard hit ground ball, but not a screamer. And he gets 2 bases out of it. Good base running. Here's the 1-0. Evan Carter lines it up the middle. That lands for a base hit. Cooper Johnson will circle around third base. D'Alessandro booted the ball. Now Evan Carter into second base. The tag is in time. And Carter is thrown out. He will get an RBI on the base knock to tie the game. He is pegged out at second base, but we've got ourselves a new ball game in the third inning on back-to-back hits for Cooper Johnson and Evan Carter. And it's 1-1 in the third.
Can we get a single normal play in this game?
I don't think I want one. Let's just get weird. 2 straight base hits lead to bang-bang plays at second base. 1 safe, 1 out. Bases are clear for Luis Angel Acuña. The pitch is low for ball 1 from Luke Albright. So both pitchers charged with an earned run that, I mean, both could argue that they don't really deserve. Is now a mound visit for Luke Albright. For Owen White, it was a pickle play between first and second when the runner came home from third. He got the next guy out and ended the inning. And for Luke Albright, it was a kicked ball into left center field. And then a base hit right after that. That scored Cooper Johnson. Evan Carter still gets credit for a single, but he is thrown out at second base on the play. Nick D'Alessandro, the center field, had the ball go by him, which actually turned out to his benefit as it got Evan Carter to streak for second base but ultimately get thrown out. That ball got behind D'Alessandro, but not very far. He just had to turn around and reach for it. After the mound visit, Acuna ready to go. One out and a 1-0 count. Here's the offering from Luke Albright. It's in the dirt ball, too. Luis Angel Acuna, who walked in the first inning and was stranded in scoring position later in the frame, is ahead. Two balls and no strikes. Tie ball game in the third inning. Here's the pitch. Acuna takes a big cut. And a pitch just below the zone doesn't make contact. Two balls and a strike to Acuna, riding a 9-game hit streak. The day off yesterday as well. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Luis Angel watches it low for ball three. On the series, 2-for-8, one hit in each of the first couple games before getting to rest a little bit yesterday. The 3-1 pitch from Luke Albright is taken high and a breaking ball. Ball four. Luis Angel Acuna, though he's not increased the hit streak yet, that's just fine. He has walked twice. Both on 5 pitches. Now Thomas Ajayi is next, who followed Luis Angel Acuna's walk in the first inning with a single of his own. But neither runner advanced further than first and second base in the first inning. Now trying to get a bigger rally here in the third. Tie ball game. Here's the pitch. So JC takes it at the knees. And an 0-1 count to the right-hand hitting 21-year-old. Good series so far for Thomas. 5 hits in 12 at-bats, including that single tonight. One strike pitch from Luke Albright is taken just off the outside black. Evens the count at 1-1. Thomas went 3-for-4 yesterday, including a home run. It's third of the year for Sajacy. Runner at first, one out. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Luke Albright. Thomas swings, a line drive up the middle. That'll nestle into the center field grass. Acuna streaking around second base. He gets into third without a throw. And it's a one-out single for Thomas Sajacy to put runners on the corners.
It's in 3 consecutive at-bats for him. Sorry, Josh.
No, you're good.
And in addition to that, going back even further, that's 2 hits tonight, 3 hits yesterday, 5 hits in his last 6 at-bats for Sajacy. It's not too bad.
Well, those are some good numbers for Thomas. 6th hit of the series. Kellen Strom is up next. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders, trying to take their first lead of the ball game. First pitch to Kellen Strom is taken off the inside, showing bunt. He pulled back and takes a ball. Frisco looking to put a play on here. And a safety squeeze of sorts. Carlos Cardoza in the back pocket of Luis Angel Acuna, the runner at third. Now Cardoza backs up beyond the third base coaching box as Luke Albright comes set. One out, two on. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Taken in the dirt. Good block from Juan Centeno. 2 balls and no strikes. You mentioned the base hits for Sajacy. The other impressive thing is how he sprayed the ball to every field. Yesterday, a single to right center, then a single to center, then a home run to left, then a single today to right field, then a single to center. Every hit has been to a different field. He's not gone back to the same spot in 2 consecutive hits. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Strom takes it high and away and gets ahead. 3 balls, no strikes. Dustin Harris is on deck. If Strom walks, it would load the bases full with one out. Luke Albright peering over his knee, and now comes set, getting a sign from Centeno. The 3-0 pitch from the right-hand pitcher is outside, an off-speed pitch. Albright stumbling a little bit as he released the ball, and it loads the bases for Kellen Strom, draws the walk, and Dustin Harris will come up with one out.
And Mitchell Stumpo has started to get up and stretch. in the bullpen down the right field line for Amarillo. So already the Rough Riders with an opportunity to get to Luke Albright and get to him in a big, big way.
Well, there will be a mound visit here as Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach, walks out to the mound. Frisco has done an impressive job this series of coming back from deficits, and they have not had many of those as they've won the first three games of the series. And the couple times that they've given up a deficit, they have taken the lead back or at least canceled it out at the very latest the next inning. This is the third time they've done that, giving up a lead and making sure it didn't last longer than an inning. Gave up the lead in the second, tie it up in the third. And they could go ahead and take their own lead here in the bottom half of the third inning, depending on what Dustin Harris can do. One out, mound visit breaks up. It's Kellen Strom at first after his walk. Thomas Ajayi at second following his single. And Luis Angel Acuna at third, who walked. Evan Carter singled but was tagged out at second base on the play. That's the only out this inning. Here's the first pitch to Harris. He checks his swing. It was down and in. He did not go around. Luis Angel Acuna coming around not quite halfway down the line, but the way he's dancing around before that last pitch and trying to get in the eye of the right-hand pitcher, Albright. I want to know the count to Dustin Harris. A high leg kick. The pitch is whacked to right field foul towards the Amarillo bullpen near where Mitchell Stumpo had gotten up. And nobody throwing off the mound right now, but Stumpo trying to get ready in case Luke Albright needs to get pulled here in the third inning. Bases loaded, one out. The 1-1 pitch to Dustin Harris. Takes an off-speed offering high and gets ahead in the count again. Two balls and a strike. Harris with the big home run back on Tuesday to win the ball game in the eighth inning. Snap a seven-game losing streak. Here's a big at-bat. The 2-1 pitch. He swings, fouls it back. Top of the netting behind home plate. Two balls, two strikes to Dustin Harris. 5-for-10 on the series. He's tied on the team in extra base hits with his teammate at third base, Luis Angel Acuna. Acuna would be happy to give up that lead if Harris can knock him home on a double or something of that sort. Here's the 2-2. He swings and misses the off-speed pitch for strike three. And that's the second out of the inning. Brings up Nick Tanelu, who's also had a heck of a series. And perhaps the biggest at-bat of his series so far. Tie ball game, two outs. Bottom half of the third inning from Riders Field, game four. Luke Albright looking to get out of a jam and not concede the lead here in the third. He comes set for his first pitch to Nick Tanelu. Pick swings and does not get the 91-mile-an-hour pitch. That was almost middle-middle and got it by the swinging Tanelu. Tanelu flew out to center field in his first at-bat. 295 batting average coming in with four home runs this week through three games. The 0-1 pitch, Tanelu takes it outside and in the dirt, blocked by Centeno, and a 1-1 count. Tanelu with a two-run home run yesterday in the first inning. His one base hit on the evening yesterday. Looking for a bases-loaded RBI here with two down. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Tanelu swings at a high fastball and doesn't catch up. Two strikes on Nick Tanelu. Two outs, bases loaded. Frisco has already scored a run to tie the ball game. They'd like to cash in for more. Tanelu wipes home plate with a bat, waves the tan barrel around, and readies for the 1-2 pitch from Luke Albright. Here it comes. Swings and misses the fastball. Luke Albright gets out of it. Challenging with the fastball, threw it down the middle a couple times at bat. And gets the strikeout, back-to-back punch-outs once he walked the bases loaded. And he allows just the one run, scored by Cooper Johnson. who got his first double-A hit of his professional career to begin this inning. Tie ball game through three innings, 1-1 score onto the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Amarillo Sod Poodles with one run so far in this ballgame on two hits, no errors. As Owen White deals to Jordan Lawler, it's inside for a ball. The Frisco Rough Riders with one run on four hits and no errors. Owen White pitching against Jordan Lawler to begin the fourth inning. White looking over his glove and comes set to Cooper Johnson. The 1-0 pitch is above the belt, 2-0. To the native Texan right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Jordan Lawler, who went to Dallas Prep, or Jesuit Prep in Dallas from Carrollton, playing back here in his home area. The 2-0, breaking ball low. Three balls and no strikes to Jordan Lawler. There's a couple home series early in the season for Amarillo, and then they don't come back, and so it's glad to see Jordan Lawler here on the roster if he gets called up. The 3-0 is high for ball four, and Lawler draws a four-pitch walk. First walk allowed by Owen White this evening. So there's conversations early on as a mound visit now with Cooper Johnson jogging out to talk with Owen White. But Lawler, the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, so questions about it. Will he last long at the AA level, move him up to AAA, or even better this season? So glad for the fans who maybe watched him in high school and are aware of his prowess to get a couple chances to see him here at Riders Field early in the season. He takes his lead from first base. Juan Centeno, the batter. First pitch from Owen White is taken on the outer half for a strike. 1-1 tie. Top of the fourth inning. A runner at first for the Sod Poodles and nobody out. Owen White with his back to Jordan Lawler. Now comes set. The righty peering over his shoulder. He kicks and comes home. Fastball lifted to left field, fairly deep, but Dustin Harris has room. He runs into the gap, slows down, makes the catch, and puts away Juan Centeno, who's now 0-for-8 in this series. A.J. Vukovic, the batter, with one out and a 1-1 tie. Fourth inning continues with a right-hand hitting left fielder coming to the plate. Lawler, although he has earned that number one prospect ranking in the Diamondbacks organization, has not posted the highest numbers yet. It does draw a walk. He's at first base. Here's the first pitch to A.J. Vukovic. He thinks about swinging. Back pick attempt down to first base, and Lawler got back in safely, just by a bit, with Nick Tanelu slapping the tag down on him, but he's safe at first. Pitch was high for a ball, 1-0. Lawler then calls time and walks about 10 feet from first base to kick some dirt and make sure that everything is all dry and good to go over there. Says we're all good. Now he takes his lead again. Owen White comes set for the 1-0 pitch to A.J. Vukovic. Here she comes. Slider over the plate for a strike. One ball, one strike to Vukovic. Lawler, who's hitting 178 on the season so far. He does lead the team with 18 walks now. So he's shown patience and maturity for a 21-year-old. Here's the 1-1 offering from Owen White. Swung on, a ground ball past the mound. It's dealt for by Acuna. Field steps on the bag, doesn't get the double play. Not quite in time to get Vukovic. He had to avoid his own teammate, Thomas Ajayi, who kind of got in his way. Acuna ducks underneath Ajayi, stepped on the bag for the out to retire Jordan Lawler, and then threw on to first and almost got Vukovic for the double play.
I mean, this guy's been amazing at short. All season long for the Rough Riders, he continues to make just incredible plays. That was another one.
The first pitch to Davison De Los Santos, a ball. It's one thing to dive for ground balls, leap for line drives. Another thing to duck out of the way of fielders in your own way to get to second base. A little obstacle course out there for Luis Angel Acuna. A 1-0 pitch to De Los Santos is outside. It's hard to blame Sejasi. He's trying to do the right thing to cover the bag in case Acuna needs to throw to him, so he's trying to get into position. But then Acuna dove for it and stopped it near enough to the bag. He said, let me take it myself. Two balls, no strikes from Owen White with two down. Here's the pitch. De Los Santos fouls it back.
Well, there's no doubt that Acuna is a great athlete, but I think if you were to replay that one again and he would have flipped it to Sejasi, it would have been a double play.
Yeah.
It took more time for him to get up and try and tap the bag himself,
sure.
But still, just an incredible play just to get the one out.
So now two down, a runner at first. A.J. Vukovic gets back on a pickoff move from Owen White. De Los Santos struck out looking on a full count pitch in the second inning. The 2-1 offering from Owen White. Swung on and missed. Gets the count back even at 2-2. Speaking of young and highly touted prospects, Jordan Lawler not the only guy gaining a lot of attention in this AA Diamondbacks affiliate. The one other guy really highly touted is the guy at the plate, Davison De Los Santos, the number 4 prospect in the organization. Two balls, two strikes to him with two down. Here's the pitch. He takes a slider down in the dirt, a steal attempt from Vukovic. He'll get in safely. He slides, but didn't need to as that ball blocked by Johnson and had no play at second base. Vukovic will get credit for a steal, his 5th of the year. And a runner in scoring position for the Sod Poodles, who hope to reclaim the lead in the 4th inning. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Big pinch from Owen White. Looks back at second, comes home. Fastball low and ball 4 to Davison De Los Santos. So both of their top prospects on this AA team earn walks in the 4th inning. And now Adrian Del Castillo, the batter, with 2 down and 2 on.
That's the 3rd walk from Owen White. This is the 3rd time this season he's walked 3. Very uncharacteristic from him. He's had such good command over the course of his entire career, but that's been something that's hampered him here towards the beginning of the season.
Left-hand hitting, Adrian Del Castillo digs in. He's DHing tonight and has one of the team's 2 hits for Amarillo with a single. First pitch of the at-bat from Owen White is taken at the knees and strike 1.
And I want to correct myself. It's just his 2nd walk.
Still too many, I say. But 2 is better than 3. No, Owen White's doing well, allowing just 1 run. 4th inning here and 2 down. He fires home the 0-1. It's taken in the dirt. Evens the count. Del Castillo, like I said, with a single and was tagged down in a rundown on the play. It was his first hit of the series. He's 1-for-8. Infield shifted to the right. Thomas Ajayi playing at the back of the dirt, the second baseman. And Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop, up the middle. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Taken just off the outside corner low. And 2 balls, 1 strike to Adrian Del Castillo. Owen White walked the first man he saw. Fly out and a fielder's choice to get 2 down. But he has walked to this inning and falls behind to Del Castillo. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Owen White. Swung on and roped to right field. That lands in front of Kellen Strom. He fields on a bounce. They'll wave around the lead runner. Vukovic comes home. The throw into third base. And they got the tag at 3rd in the inning. The run does count. He did cross home plate before the tag at third. So Amarillo does reclaim the lead in the fourth inning on a base hit by Adrian Del Castillo to score A.J. Vukovic. And it's 2-1 Amarillo halfway through the fourth inning. Stay with us for the bottom of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Halfway through the fourth inning, the Rough Riders trail this ball game now 2-1. Jax Biggers digs in to face Luke Albright for a second time. The first pitch at the bottom of the fourth is taken on the outer edge for strike one to Jax Biggers. 2.18 average so far this season for the Arkansas Razorback product. Struck out in his first at-bat tonight. Here's the 0-1, a breaking ball that falls below the zone, and a curveball, 1-1 the count to Jax. Amarillo reclaiming the lead in the fourth inning on a base hit, their only hit of the inning. Here's the 1-1 to Biggers. He thinks about swinging, takes it on the outer half for strike two. Two walks and then a single where the inning ended on the just a half second after the Vukovic crossed the plate to score, and then De Los Santos tagged out at third. Here's the 1-2 to Biggers. It's low and away to even the count. So 2-1 Amarillo. Frisco did a good job after they got down in the second inning to take tie the score in the third. Now in the fourth inning, finding themselves again down by one. The 2-2 pitch to Biggers is swung on and fly to left field. It'll get into the seats. Vicuña gives it a look, but lands six rows back behind the Frisco dugout third base side. After Jax Biggers, it'll be Trevor Hover this inning and Cooper Johnson, the scheduled batters for the Rough Riders, who have out-hit Amarillo tonight but trailed by a run. Four hits to three. There's another 2-2 pitch. Biggers swings, a ground ball right side, backhanded by the first baseman De Los Santos, throws back to Albright. The pitcher just barely beats out Biggers to first for the out. A 3-1 put out with De Los Santos doing an excellent job backhanding, sliding down to his knees, turning back to first base and throwing to his pitcher for the out. I know De Los Santos has struggled a bit at the plate this year. He's the number four prospect in the organization. He's hitting just 190. Hard to blame him, though. He's been the youngest player in the league for most of this season. But I think, if anything, his defensive efforts, just what we've seen here in Frisco, plays a very smooth third base and just made an excellent play there at first. One out, nobody on. Trevor Hover, the batter. The first pitch to the left-hand hitter is taken high and away, ball one.
The defense has been really good, and you mentioned just 19 years old entering into the season and now just 20. The only thing about first base, you got to hit a little bit.
1-0, Hover takes it way high and away. He was the youngest player in the league, then he wasn't, and then he was again. And no, it's not Benjamin Button sort of stuff going on. the Hooks, Corpus Christi, had a player called up and then transferred back who was a few months younger than him. Here's the 2-0 to Trevor Hover. He swings and pops it up behind home plate. It'll get into the seats. For Amarillo, it's Kevin Vicuña at third, playing way off the line, halfway between the front and the back of the dirt. Shortstop is Jordan Lawler, squeezed towards second base. Ryan Bliss at second, and Davis and De Los Santos at first. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Trevor Hover takes it high and away, ball three. A.J. Vukovic in left field, Nick D'Alessandro in center, and Robbie Enriquez in right, playing fairly deep to Trevor Hover. He's ahead in the count, 3-1. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it back again. And the count is now loaded at 3-2. Ever since walking the bases loaded last inning, Luke Albright struck out two in a row to end the inning and gets a leadoff ground out here in the fourth. 2-1 lead for the Sod Poodles. He winds and delivers the payoff. Hover swings and a high fly ball to center field. D'Alessandro going back to the warning track. Reaches up. Did he hold on to that ball running up against the wall? My goodness, yes he did. Nick D'Alessandro steals a fly ball away at the top of the wall. It wouldn't have gotten out, but it was close. And he robs Trevor Hover in the gap in right center.
Wow, what a play. You have to worry about that wall. It kind of jets in a little bit into right center field. It came up quickly on him. He was able to leap up in the air, and he made the catch with his feet off the ground. That's a great play.
Nick D'Alessandro on the leaping play. First pitch to Cooper. Johnson swung on and missed. Hover got a lot of that baseball, and D'Alessandro jumping up probably would have hit about two-thirds the way up the wall. Had D'Alessandro not motored that way. Here's the 0-1. Johnson checks his swing. It was outside and low. Did not go around. Ball one to Cooper Johnson. He doubled in the third inning to lead off the frame and is the only Rough Riders player to score tonight. A 2-1 deficit. Here's the pitch. Johnson takes it underneath the zone. Actually caught the bottom for strike two. 1-2 the count to Cooper Johnson. And immediately calls for time. And doesn't take very much of it. Just stepped out for a half second and steps right back in. 1-2 from Luke Albright. With the windup, the pitch swung on, a tap foul behind home. So two quick outs for Luke Albright. Former sixth-round pick out of Kent State. Overlap for 1 year with Frisco Rough Riders relief pitcher John Matthews. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss and a 1-2-3 inning for Luke Albright, getting his sixth strikeout of the evening. And he has just one run allowed in four innings. We head to the fifth. It's Amarillo 2, Frisco 1. Zach Bigley as the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
America's Pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. A 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders trail 2-1 to the top of the fifth inning. Frisco and Amarillo meeting for the fourth time in this six-game series. Rough Riders have won three in a row. Robbie Enriquez begins things in from the left side. Owen White back on the mound, working on 53 pitches through four innings and the first pitch. A hair outside, it's one ball and no strikes. So the Rough Riders looking to win their fourth game in a row for the first time this season. This three-game winning streak matches a season high. The 1-0 on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Interestingly enough, the Rough Riders haven't won four games in a row since last season, July 30th through August 6th. Most of that was against these Amarillo Sod Poodles. The 1-1. Foul back on the left side. It's one ball and two strikes. They won the last two games of the series at Springfield. And then the first five games against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It was a seven-game winning streak during that stretch, pretty much to begin the second half. The 1-2. This is down in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes to Enriquez. Beginning the fifth inning, 2-1 Amarillo. Rough Riders in that second half last year got off to the great start. They went on a nine-game road trip to begin the second half at Arkansas, where the Rough Riders will actually be next week, and then at Springfield. One back in the pit. Ground ball up the first base side. White off the hill, fields in fair territory, and Enriquez runs over him, flips over him, and White tags him out for the first down of the inning. Wow, that was scary. White fielded the ball right in the middle of the line, and Enriquez tried to jump over him. His knees hit him in the side, and he went flipping over the top of White, almost like he got tabletopped. He went rolling into the grass down the first baseline, and White tagged him out, and there's one away. A one unassisted, and Kevin Vicuña stands in. The first pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Acuna two hops right to him at short. Fields chest high. Rifles it across the diamond. Shows off the arm. And it's in time for the second out. A matter of two pitches. White records the first two outs of the fifth. And Nick D'Alessandro steps in the bottom of the card. A scary play for Owen White. But the ruling is the fielder has jurisdiction in the line, the pitch. Flips across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. So White is allowed to go and try and field that baseball. And he was able to do so. The 0-1. Fouled straight back. 0-2. Great job fielding his position. White, a very good athlete. Former high school quarterback. A 2-1 Rough Riders trail, top of the fifth inning. White rocks back, issues in the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him upstairs. Owen White with the strikeout. He whiffs his second of the ball game. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom five coming up. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, top of the order for the Rough Riders. Evan Carter leads it off, and Luke Albright fires home. Carter watches a curveball in the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. 2-1 Amarillo in the bottom of the fifth inning. Carter with the lone RBI for the Rough Riders in this game, the 0-1. Down low and inside, it's 1-1. An RBI single back in the third inning. He was then thrown out at second, trying to make his way to second base on the same play. Albright winds in the 1-1. Carter, a check swing, misses low. 2-1. Carter now 4-14 in the series. 2-1. High and outside, 3-1. He's been on a bit of a slide after that amazing month of April. In May, hitting under 200, but starting to bring that back up with two hits yesterday. 3-1, swing and a miss. High fastball, and it's 3-2. And the one hit today. Good to see for the 20-year-old. 3-2 pitch. He takes low. Ball four. A leadoff base runner for the Rough Riders in the home half of the fifth inning, and Luis Angel Acuna steps in. He's drawn two walks today. That's another thing that Carter did really well in the first month of the season and hasn't done quite as well in month number two, and that's drawing walks. Albright ready from the stretch. And the offering in, Carter takes off. It's bunted foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. In the first month of the season, in 18 games in April, Carter walked 21 times. Entering into this game, in 12 games, he's walked just 5 times. But again, these months happen. This is not an indication of anywhere that Evan Carter is playing or in any direction he's going. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2 on Acuna. This is a hard level to hit at. Hard level to play at in general. He's been able to find success. Struggling a little bit, and that will come back up. Acuna has not been struggling on the other side. A 9-game hitting streak entering into this game. Albright from the stretch, the 0-2. Low and outside, missed with the fastball. 1-2. Acuna's .318 batting average through 34 games, one of the tops in the Texas League. The pitch is fouled away right side. 1-2. Acuna, second in the Texas League in hits this year to the man hitting leadoff for Amarillo, Ryan Bliss. His .318 batting average is fifth in the Texas League. Here's the stretch, and a throw goes over to first. Carter back in. He had the incredible opportunity to go see his brother play on Monday when the Rough Riders were off. His brother Ronald Acuna and the Braves were playing in Arlington. Got to go to that game. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball just high. Really good pitch in the zone. Didn't get the call from home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr., and it's 2-2. His brother, after one of those games, said that his younger brother, Luis Angel, is an even better and more developed player than he was at this age. The pitch is fouled straight back, and it's 2-2, and that's a lot of praise considering Ronald, at this age, was already Rookie of the Year and in the All-Star game at 21 years old. Feels like Acuna's been in the league forever, that being Ronald, and he has. This is his sixth year in the league. Still just 25. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Acuna down on strikes. 7th strikeout for Albright, and there's one away in the fifth. Thomas Ajayi makes his way to the plate. He's 2-for-2 today with 2 singles. So JC has picked up hits in five of his last six at-bats, going back to last night. 6-for-13 in this series. First offering, slithers along the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Across the 10 o'clock hour in the bottom of the fifth inning after a two-hour rain delay before this game. Carter takes his lead from first base. The 0-1. Fouled away right side. 0-2. So JC himself is creeping up in the Texas League hit column as well. He's third in the league in hits, with 42 just behind Acuna, five behind the pitch. Low, and it's 1-2. And now after his two hits tonight, 44 puts him just three back of his teammate for second place. And 11 behind Ryan Bliss of Amarillo. Time called. Bliss hitting .396 on the other side. That's fifth in all of minor league baseball. He's having an incredible start to the season. One out, runner at first. The 1-2, runner takes off. It's outside off of Centeno's glove, and Carter slides in head first at second base. He's got himself another steal, his seventh. Stolen bases in back-to-back games for him. 2-2. Kellen Strom on deck for the Rough Riders. Amarillo 2-1. The 2-2. A swing and a fly ball to center field. Alessandro going back. He's under it. Makes the chest high catch. Carter tags from second on his way to third. The throw in time to get him. Alessandro with a laser beam from center field. He throws out Evan Carter, and a double play ends the bottom of the fifth inning for the Rough Riders. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Our score, it's Amarillo 2-1. On the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the sixth inning. Mark Church takes over on the hill for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 2-1 to Amarillo. In game four of this six-game series, he's Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along on this Friday night. Ryan Bliss starts things off against Church. And Mark Church gets to see the top of the order. Right-hander winds back and offers in. Fouled straight back. 0-1. Ryan Bliss 0-2 today. Mark Church has been one of the best relievers for the Rough Riders this year. He's back into his windup, and he offers home. Swing and a miss, and a high fastball. 97 on the gun from Church. 0-2. He's seen a lot of Amarillo this year. He's back into his wine in the 0-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball into left center field. Carter on the run, still going, still running into the alley. Loses the ball cap, but finds the baseball and makes the catch for the first down. He was shaded the opposite way into right center field. Had to go a country mile for that one, and he was able to track it down on a great play. A one down, Jordan Lawler steps in. Rough Riders trailing 2-1. Church back into his wine and he pitches home. Swing and a miss. Fastball inside, or the slider inside, beg your pardon. It's 0-1. Fifth appearance for Church against Amarillo this season. He winds and offers. Check swing roller foul back behind home plate. And it's 0-2. Jordan Lawler was the one who had the walk-off single down the right field line against him in Amarillo. Church looking for a bit of a revenge against him. It was Church's third inning that he threw in that game, and he threw really well before that. It's actually the last time that Owen White started for the Rough Riders. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes against the Sound Poodles. In those previous four outings for Church against Amarillo, he has not allowed an earned run in 6 2/3 innings. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him away for strike three with a slider. He's fired up tonight. 88-mile-an-hour slider, 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Two down. And Juan Centeno steps in. In those 6 2/3 innings, Church has not allowed an earned run and struck out 10. Juan Centeno bats. Two down, bases clear. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Right-hander has his sign from Johnson, and Church's pitch. This is away with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Church's numbers overall on the season are a little bit inflated by a couple bad outings. 3.94 earned run average. And a poor outing last week against Wichita as the offering flutters across the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Four runs in 1 1/3 innings against the Wind Surge last week. And he came out and was dominant earlier in this week. Four strikeouts in 1 2/3 innings. Shutout baseball against Amarillo. The 1-1. Fouled away left side. One ball, two strikes on Centeno. When Church is on, he is nearly untouchable. Two runs on three hits and no errors for Amarillo. Rough Riders, one run on four hits and no errors. Church back into his windup. He rocks in the 1-2. Foul away left side again. Centeno way behind a 97-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle. 1-2 on the catcher, who's 0-2 today. Ground out and a flyout in his two tricks. Church brings it home. Down low in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. 89-mile-an-hour slider. That slider has reached as high as 92 miles an hour. The Rough Riders were in Corpus Christi last year. He said that was the hardest he'd ever thrown it. Talked to Jacob DeGrom about how he threw his slider. And they were in spring training. The windback in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside with a slider for strike three. Two strikeouts for Church in a 1-2-3 sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom six coming up. Sod Poodles 2, Rough Riders 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the sixth inning for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 2-1, looking for some semblance of offense for the first time since the third. Frisco hasn't had a hit since the third inning, just four hits overall tonight. Kellen Strom begins the Rough Riders sixth. Luke Albright, the starter, still out there. Actually, it's not Luke Albright. It's a new pitcher. The first pitch is cut on and missed from Strom. It's 0-1. Austin Pope takes over. First time into the bullpen for the Sod Poodles. Albright done after his five innings. The 0-1. Off the outside corner in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Both starters go five innings in this game. Owen White allowed two runs on three hits over his five. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home to Strong. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. 1-2. Albright allows one run. It was earned on four hits over his five innings. Seven strikeouts, four walks. A lot of base traffic for the Rough Riders. Just not able to get any runs across outside of that one. Stranded five on the base paths. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss and a fastball off the outside corner for strike three. And Kellen Strom strikes out. First strikeout for Austin Pope. And Dustin Harris climbs in. Harris 0-2. Entered into this game 5-10 in this series. Austin Pope, the White Plains, New York native. Pitching in his 12th game this year, 1-0, a 3.31 earned run average. First toss, breaking ball outside, one ball, no strikes. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. 22 strikeouts and 16 in the third innings for Pope this year. He deals, down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Feels like we've seen plenty of Austin Pope over the last couple of years. He made 18 appearances out of the bullpen last year with Amarillo. Stretch in the offering, fouled straight back. 2-1. This is his fifth appearance against Frisco this year. He's allowed four runs and four and a third innings to the Rough Riders. Peers over the top of his glove. He's got his sign ready from the stretch. And he flips in the 2-1. Just away. Miss with the fastball. Three balls, one strike. Rough Riders one run tonight. An RBI single in the third inning from Evan Carter. Three-one pitch. Harris swings, sends a fly ball to deep left field. Vukovic going back just shy of the warning track, and he's under it to make the catch. Harris flies out the opposite way. There are two outs in the sixth. And here's Nick Tantaler. Oh, for 2 days for Tanny. All Riders trailing 2-1. Tanelu struck out with the bases loaded in the third. First pitch. Fouled straight back. 0-1. Not a lot of action in the Lazy River tonight in right field on this late Friday evening. Tanelu kind of looked pretty tantalizing the other day, though. We were chatting pregame, said he wants to get out there at some point. Here's the stretch and the 0-1 pitch. Off the outside corner, 1-1. He was one of the first guys in the Lazy River. When he was with Corpus Christi in 2016, they actually clinched the first half here in Frisco. The 1-1. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. And the Lazy River had just opened. Well, Corpus Christi as a team, after clinching the playoffs, they went and celebrated in the Lazy River. Well, they're here in Frisco. Said he hasn't been up there since that day. And that was a long time ago. 2016. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Line drive to the third baseline. A fair ball rolling into the corner. Tanelu around first on his way to second. And he eases in with a two-out double. His sixth double of the season. Leads the team with six home runs. And now he picks up the two-bagger. He's in scoring position with two outs for Jax Biggers. Biggers 0-2. Rough Riders with a good scoring opportunity with two outs. Biggers in from the left side. Pope from the stretch, and he kicks home. Biggers swings, chops it up the middle. Second baseman Bliss has got it, throws off balance to first in time, and the side comes to a close in the sixth inning. So the Rough Riders get their first hit since the third. A double from Nick Tanelu, but he's stranded at second. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left stranded. Top seven coming up. Josh Warden back on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network with Frisco trailing 2-1. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, through six innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the visiting Amarillo Sod Poodles with two runs on three hits, no errors, and the Frisco Rough Riders with one run on four hits, no errors. Ever Bueno, the new pitcher into this ballgame for the Rough Riders, facing A.J. Vukovic. And the first pitch of the seventh inning, a breaking ball top of the zone for a strike. Mark Church starts out the bullpen stretch in good fashion. 1-2-3 inning in the sixth with two strikeouts, and he hands off the baton to Ever Bueno. The 0-1, swung on and missed. Fastball darts through the zone. And it's quickly two strikes on A.J. Vukovic, who has scored both times for Amarillo. There are two runs tonight. Both come as A.J. Vukovic has planted his cleat on home plate. The 0-2, he swings and flies it away, first base side. Ever Bueno making his ninth inning on the mound for Frisco. He's allowed seven earned runs. Six games pitch entering tonight. No decisions. 10 strikeouts to six walks. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Vukovic. It's in the dirt. Bounces away from Cooper Johnson. Just starting out the seventh inning at Riders Field. Amarillo trying to win their first game of the series and snap a four-game losing streak. Frisco hoping to build a four-game win streak and continue to improve the home record. After a difficult stretch last week, the Rough Riders were just 4-10 at home and wanted to give a better experience for the fans. Great crowd on hand staying through the rain delay tonight. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball waved at and missed. Good-looking curve from Ever Bueno to punch out A.J. Vukovic. Three straight strikeouts for Rough Riders relievers. Top of the zone in the 79-mile-an-hour bender from Ever Bueno. And the Arizona State product strikes out the first guy he sees. Now it's Davison De Los Santos. Base is empty, one down, and an Amarillo lead 2-1. First pitch, De Los Santos takes it low. Top of the seventh inning, the outfield playing fairly deep. Evan Carter shifted to the right center gap. He's the center fielder. Dustin Harris playing pretty much straight up and left. If anything, shaded towards the line. So pretty big hole in left center field. Here's the 1-0. High and in on the breaking ball. De Los Santos jogs backwards a couple steps out of the box. Just 19 years old. Jordan Lawler just 20 years old. Both top four prospects in the organization. The 2-0 pitch is low and away. Frisco, meanwhile, has all four of the top four prospects in the Rangers organization. All right here at the AA level, which is pretty impressive. I mean, you're lucky to get a handful of the top ten, but Frisco with all four of the top four right here at the Rough Riders. Here's the 3-0 pitch. De Los Santos just low. He walks on a four-pitch base on balls. And after a strikeout of A.J. Vukovic, the De Los Santos walks. He is still not putting the ball in play. A strikeout and two walks today for the 19-year-old. Now Adrian Del Castillo, the batter, who has batted in both runs today for Amarillo. Only gets credit for one RBI, but both times that Amarillo scored, he was the one singling on the sequence. Here's the first pitch to Del Castillo. He takes it low, and the dirt. Johnson blocks it. On the back of the second inning, he singled and then got in a pickle, allowing his teammate Vukovic to score. You don't get credit for an RBI when you get in a pickle and let your teammate score, but there should be some category. Single and pickle, that should be a stat. Give Adrian Del Castillo one of those, and a more conventional RBI. Here's the 1-0 on the outer half for a strike. Got the RBI in the fourth inning when he singled to score Vukovic. 2-1 Amarillo in the seventh inning. One out. De Los Santos taking a modest lead at first base. Ever Bueno set for the 1-1 pitch. He deals, and it's low and outside for ball two. They appeal and no swing. Del Castillo didn't really get too close to going around. Good start to this ball game, 2-for-2, and he was struggling. He was 0-for-7 in the series entering tonight. But a different storyline so far for the DH left-hand hitter, Adrian Del Castillo. Here's the 2-1. It's outside, and the off-speed offering from Ever Bueno. And he falls behind, three balls and one strike. After striking out A.J. Vukovic, he has thrown eight pitches since, seven of them for balls. Comes set, looking down at his white cleats. Here's the 3-1. And that's low for ball four. He walks back-to-back guys after the strikeout. And now runners at first and second for Robbie Enriquez. And a mound visit for Ever Bueno. John Goble stumbles out of the dugout and will jog out. There was a rain delay in the warning track. A little soggier than it has been, but the groundskeeping crew did a great job today after a crazy amount of precipitation I don't know who uttered the blasphemy, but there was a hailstorm of near biblical proportions just after 7 o'clock. And somehow, after all that, we got the field ready and seeing baseball here on a Friday night in Collin County. Just glad to have the crowd that stuck through the whole thing, able to actually see some baseball. All the animals here for zoo night with the Dallas Zoo. Mound visit breaks up, and Ever Bueno will face Robbie Enriquez with one out and two on. It is Whataburger night at Riders Field tomorrow night for the Saturday evening affair. 7:05, the first pitch. Here is the first offering to Enriquez. Watches ball one beneath the zone. Of course, kids can run the bases after the game every Saturday, such as tomorrow, presented by Raising Cane's. So bring the kids out to the ballpark and stay shortly after the ninth inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Robbie Enriquez. Again, low as Ever Bueno tries to work the bottom half of the zone, but falls behind. Two balls and no strikes to Robbie Enriquez. Righty-lefty matchup with two runners aboard. Infield shifted to the right side with Luis Angel Acuna near second base. He's the shortstop. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner gets a strike. Cooper Johnson lunging out of his crouch and threatening to throw back to second base where Davison De Los Santos was taking a secondary lead. No throw that way. He gets back. Runners at first and second. Amarillo trying to extend its one-run lead. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball off the outer black. Catches the corner. Strike two. Ever Bueno works the count back even at 2-2. Enriquez was put out on a tumbling play his last at-bat, running up the back of Owen White and tumbling head over heels. Now facing the bullpen for the first time for the left-hand hitting Enriquez, the right fielder tonight. Here's the 2-2. Fastball swung on and blooped into shallow center field. Luis Angel Acuna drifts back into the grass and makes the play. Enriquez took a little off that swing, just trying to dunk it into the center field grass, but Acuna was able to get back, backpedaling. And he grabs it for a pop out to the shortstop. There are two outs now. Two runners aboard for Kevin Acuna here in the seventh.
I was about to say, is that pop out or line out?
I'm going to go pop because okay. It was, I don't think you deserve credit for a line out if it's 58 miles an hour off the bat, but it didn't also bloop that much.
Yeah.
It was just a slow paced line drive, humpback liner. The first pitch to Acuna is inside. It's zoo night, so let's call it a humpback liner. That's
like
what I'm
going
to call it.
I don't know how many humpback whales are at zoos nowadays, but.
Good point.
I like it, though.
Good
point. I like where your mind's at.
Thank you. Want to know the count to Kevin Acuna. Two runners aboard for the Sod Poodles. Did you go to the zoo much as a kid?
Yeah. I went to the zoo growing up a bunch, and I've been to the Dallas Zoo, which is zoo night. Presented by the Dallas Zoo, with the Dallas Zoo.
1-0, Acuna checks his swing. A throwback to first base, got him backpicked. Tanalu runs him up towards second, throws back to Sejasi, and he places the tag on Adrian Del Castillo, and the inning is over. Third time tonight, the Sod Poodles have run into an out on the base paths, and this time Ever Bueno uses that out on a backpick from Cooper Johnson to escape the inning with no runs scored. Two walks, no hits, one left on, and no runs. In the seventh inning, time to stretch from Riders Field on Zoo Night. 2-1 Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Trevor Havers slides to the plate to begin the bottom half of the seventh inning here at Riders Field. Amarillo Sod Poodles holding an advantage of 2-1 over the Frisco Rough Riders. And they're trying to protect that lead. Austin Pope remains in the game, the reliever for the Sod Poodles. First pitch, Havers takes a big cut and doesn't get it. 94 miles an hour, top shelf. And Austin Pope blows it by Havers. Strike one. Pope allowed one hit, but no runs in the sixth inning. His first out of the pen for Amarillo. The 0-1 pitch to Havers. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. Pope kind of changing the arm slot and slowing down his arm a bit on the off-speed. It was tipped into the catcher, Centeno, who goes down into to his knee and holds his arm for a moment, but now back on his feet. Trevor Havers, who's 0-for-2 with a pair of flyouts tonight. Mention how his fiance Carly was here last week visiting from Arizona where she lives. They'll get married in February. High school sweethearts. And there's a few of those on this team, guys who are engaged or married. High school sweethearts. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Trevor Havers. He takes it high for a ball. Evan Carter met his wife, Kaylin, in high school in Tennessee. Owen White also the starting pitcher today from North Carolina. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Havers. He takes it outside for ball two. I was talking with Jax Biggers about that, and he says, I think Havers deserves the most credit because he's the one guy of those three who went to college, and it means even more if your high school sweethearts stick with it through college, still get married. The 2-2 pitch. Havers takes a big cut and misses. And strike three. One out here in the seventh inning. Amarillo up 2-1. Cooper Johnson to the plate. Jax Biggers has a point. You go through college and stay with the same person. But they all deserve credit. I appreciate the commitment from guys like Owen White and Evan Carter, Trevor Havers. Cooper Johnson, the batter, 1-for-2 with a double today. Right-hand hitting catcher steps in to face Austin Pope. Right-hand pitcher deals. And a slider low and away for ball one. Evan Carter on deck. With one out in the seventh inning, a one-run deficit for the Rough Riders. Trying to keep the win streak going. They have not lost a game yet to Amarillo this week. They're 3-0. Usually a 1-0 pitch. It's on the inside corner with a slider. Hits the front door. Evens the count at 1-1. Mentioned that Cooper Johnson went to Ole Miss. He was an everyday catcher for the Rebels back when he played there a few years ago. The 1-1. Cooper Johnson, a big cut on the fastball, doesn't get it. Strike two. His last year was 2019 in the SEC. Started 60 games as a catcher with Ole Miss's junior year, primarily catching for those 60. A few DH, obviously. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball below the knees. Evens the count at 2-2. They made the Super Regionals his final year, 2019. Pretty good Ole Miss team that Cooper Johnson was a part of. Now at the Texas Rangers organization at the AA level. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled away. They made the Super Regionals, and he played well. He had back-to-back multi-hit games down the stretch as he tried to extend their season, make the College World Series. The team they lost to was Arkansas, in fact. Jax Biggers had just gotten drafted the year before, so they had not faced each other in college. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Cooper Johnson. Big cut. Doesn't get it. Strikes out on the fastball. And back-to-back punch-outs for Austin Pope to begin the seventh inning. He's got three strikeouts tonight of the five outs he has recorded. And Evan Carter comes up next. Well, Frisco pitching today has been pretty good, even though the Rough Riders are trailing, but hard to blame the pitching staff. Just two runs allowed and only three hits so far. Given up to Amarillo batters. First pitch to Evan Carter is swung on, grounded foul at the first base side. Owen White only throwing 62 pitches, but there was a delay, and he was just about to go through the lineup for a third time. He went five innings, allowing two earned and three hits. The bullpen has not allowed a hit yet. One inning for Mark Church and one inning for Ever Bueno. 0-1 the count to Evan Carter. Two down, bases empty. 2-1 lead for the Soddies here at Riders Field. Austin Pope comes set with his tan glove just above the belt buckle. The pitch, check swing. Evan Carter thought about going around, never really brought the bat too far off his shoulder. Takes it for a strike. And it's 0-2 on the left-hand hitter. Drew a walk in the fifth inning, his first walk in 31 plate appearances. Here's the 0-2. Carter takes it inside, almost nicked him. Hit the dirt in front of his feet, ball one. He was leading the league in walks and was stuck at 26 base on balls for a while. 30 plate appearances without it, but Drew a walk in the fifth inning, and he has a single today. The 1-2 pitch to Evan Carter swings, and a high bouncer through the right side finds a hole in between the first baseman De Los Santos and Ryan Bliss at second. Into right field, base hit. Evan Carter has reached three out of four times tonight. Brings up Luis Angel Acuna with two down.
And you mentioned the lack of walks for Evan Carter. He's now hit safely in three straight games after struggling here in the month of May. And it's his first time he's had back-to-back multi-hit games since April 13th and 14th. So really good sign.
Now he's 5 for 11 this series. Mound visit now for Austin Pope, as they'll have to face Luis Angel Acuna with his seventh inning continuing here. A two-out single for Evan Carter. And Luis Angel Acuna, who's trying to continue a hot streak of his own, he has not yet extended his 9-game hit streak. But he's just 0-1 tonight. He has walked on two occasions. If he gets aboard, then the hot-hitting Thomas Sagesi would be next. Well, no pitching change here. Austin Pope will stay in the ballgame to face Luis Angel Acuna. Righty-righty matchup here. Evan Carter takes his lead from first. Acuna, the right-hand hitter, ready to go for the first pitch from Austin Pope. Here's the offering, a strike on the inside corner. Frisco trying to do something it has not done this entire season, which is come back from a late deficit, or really a deficit at any point past the halfway mark of a game. They've not done that all year long. Here's the 0-1. Acuna takes a big cut and out in front of the off-speed, strike two. Frisco has not won any game this season when trailing after the fourth inning. And I don't just mean once the fourth inning comes to a close, just any deficit at any point after the game. 15 times this year, they've gotten behind at some point after the fourth inning. And they've lost every one of those games. They're down by one in the seventh. Here's the 0-2 to Acuna. It's low and outside. The slider bounces off the catcher Centeno. Carter digs for second and will get in without a throw. A wild pitch to put Evan Carter in scoring position, representing the tying run. Carter, risky base runner. Risky isn't the right word, but he's aggressive. He broke for third earlier in this game with two outs, trying to advance 90 feet on a fly ball, was pegged out at third. He'll take a base if he can get it and will create some bang-bang plays. And that one, if Centeno had gotten to it quickly, maybe would have been close, but Juan Centeno, the catcher, unable to pick it up cleanly and never did make a throw to second base. Carter advances. One ball, two strikes to Luis Angel Acuna with two down. Looking to tie the game here. Here's the pitch. He swings, a ground ball towards short right at Jordan Lawler. Fields on the run, throws to first, and makes the play. Charged in on that ball, fielded cleanly. And that's the inning. A two-out base hit for Evan Carter, but he is stranded in scoring position. And the Rough Riders still trail by one through seven complete innings. 2-1 Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're done with 7 innings from Riders Field. Alex Spees enters as the relief pitcher for the Rough Riders in the 8th. Trying to keep the deficit at 1 run as the Amarillo Sod Poodles 2. And the Frisco Rough Riders 1. Bullpen's been good so far tonight in this series. Alex Spees tries to keep the turnstile going and shut down the Sod Poodles in the later innings. Kevin Vicuña, the batter. It's 8-9-1, the hitters for Amarillo. First pitch, it swung on and missed. Fastball that was outside. Vicuña goes chasing. And it's 0-1. Ever Bueno pitched a scoreless inning in the 7th, following a 1-2-3 inning for Mark Church in the 6th. Here's the 0-1 from Spees. Fastball swung on and missed. Exact same thing. It was off the plate. And Vicuña once again comes up empty. Alex Spees, part of a bullpen that has allowed just 1 run this series so far. This is the 4th game of the week against Amarillo. He steps off before the 0-2 pitch. And a clock violation is called on Alex Spees. And so that's ball one. 1-2 the count to Kevin Vicuña. He kicks. Pitch is swung on and missed. Who needs a clock violation? Doesn't really matter. Alex Spees throws 3 pitches and collects a 4-pitch strikeout of Kevin Vicuña. Brings up Nick D'Alessandro, who has played great defense tonight but is 0-for-2 at the plate. Base is empty, 1 down, and a 1-run lead for Amarillo. Alex Spees set the first pitch. Swung on a miss. Fastball darts under the barrel at 98. The bullpen just 1 run allowed this series. Didn't even allow a hit in the Tuesday and Thursday affairs of any of the relievers for Frisco. The 0-1. Swung on and missed again. The breaking ball. D'Alessandro doesn't get it. He falls behind 0-2. Bullpen did allow 3 hits on Wednesday, but just the 1 run. And so far, this series has gone 12 innings with 3 hits and 1 run. And Alex Spees cruising so far. A strikeout and now 0-2 on D'Alessandro. Here's the pitch. Way outside. Skips to the backstop for ball one. Base is empty for Amarillo. Just before we hit the 11 o'clock hour here in Frisco. The 1-2 pitch from Alex Spees. A fastball swung on and missed. He's unhittable so far. 2 strikeouts back-to-back. And Alex Spees now will face the top of the order after striking out Vicuña and D'Alessandro. He's been crushing right-hand hitting so far. The right-hand hitter Ryan Bliss comes up. Of all the Frisco pitchers, starters, or relievers, nobody has limited hits to right-hand hitters more than Spees. The first pitch, Bliss swings, cracks one up the third baseline, fair ball just over the bag, and it gets into the corner. He will waltz around first and get into second base with a 2-out double. For Ryan Bliss continues to add on to his league lead. It's 14th double of the year.
And that was such an impressive swing. 100-mile-an-hour fastball, almost too far inside. It was right on the corner of the plate. And he hit it 101 miles an hour down the left side, just kept it fair by no more than inches. And that's just power on power. In addition to that, it's one of the best pitchers in the Rough Riders bullpen against one of the best hitters in all minor league baseball. And the hitter won that time. Just got to tip your cap.
Right-hand hitters have been slugging 242. Not batting average. That's a decent, not great batting average. Slugging 242 against Alex Spees. And an extra base hit for Ryan Bliss. And that pitch, like you said, inside. So to hit it to left field, you got to get out in front, get the barrel early on it. At 100 miles an hour was the pitch from Alex Spees. Two outs. Here's the pitch to Jordan Lawler. It just misses the outside edge for ball one.
Yeah, it wasn't like he hit it off the handle. He got the barrel to it.
Yeah, left the bat at 101. So he turned it around and exited about the same velocity as it was coming in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Lawler takes it at the belt, just a bit high perhaps. Steven Rios Jr., the home plate umpire, not giving the high strike to Alex Spees. 2-0 the count. Jordan Lawler at the plate, who has a walk and is 0-2 tonight. Spees set, working from the first base side of the slab. The pitch swung on and a foul tip. Strike one on Jordan Lawler. We have hit 11 o'clock here in Frisco.
Woohoo!
Are you actually? We had an hour and 53-minute rain delay before this game began. Here we are. The 2-1, a slider on the inside half for a strike. Yesterday's game, just 2 hours and 13 minutes, the shortest game of the year for Frisco. This one going into 11 o'clock, late baseball in Collin County. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Lawler swings, fouls it back to keep the inning going. 2 hours and 13 minutes last night. It was the shortest game for Frisco this season, but it wasn't even the shortest game of the night in the Texas League. There are 5 games, 10 teams, so 5 games. Corpus Christi and Tulsa played 2 hours and 12 minutes last night. The 2-2 pitch, Lawler swings, grounds one softly foul at the third baseline and rolls out the netting in front of the Frisco dugout. Amarillo trying to add on to a 2-1 lead. Still have fewer hits than Frisco tonight. 5 hits for the Rough Riders and just 4 for Amarillo this evening. Ryan Bliss taking a small lead from second base. The 2-2, low and away. Full count to Jordan Lawler. Playing here in Frisco from Carrollton, went to Barbara Bush Middle School right here in the metro area, back home here for a couple more games before Amarillo heads back home. 3-2 the count to Lawler, swings and a foul tip into the glove. Johnson holds on. 3 strikeouts in the inning for Alex Spees. Works around a 2-out double from Ryan Bliss. And he keeps the roll going for the bullpen. Still only 1 run allowed this series for Rough Riders relievers. 2-1 Amarillo to the bottom of the 8th inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitcher into the ballgame for the Amarillo's Todd Poodles to face Thomas Jacy. It's Michel Ohtañez coming in for the Todd Poodles. 2-1 lead for Amarillo. Bottom half of the eighth inning. First pitch to Jacy is on the outer half for a strike. Michel Ohtañez's second appearance of the series and his sixth of the season for Amarillo, an ERA of 3. Second pitch above the belt and ball 2. Ohtañez also pitched a couple days ago against Frisco in one inning and struck out the side in order. There's the 1-1 to Jacy. Off-speed pitch. He cracks this one to left. Kiss this one up against the wall and it's caught right in front of the wall. Right up near it. And Jacy got so close to tying this ball game up. Kissed it against the wall. Catches made by A.J. Vukovic.